USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The White House sees what it calls encouraging data on COVID vaccine rates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Friday the five states with the highest case rates are getting more people vaccinated. She calls that a good sign, but she notes many young people still need to roll up their sleeves.
And, well, if you are a young person, you may think you are Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true. That is not accurate. You can get very sick. You can die from the virus. You can also make your grandparents sick and your parents sick. That is factual information.
Psaki also says over 5 million Americans have gotten vaccinated in just the last 10 days. The search for bodies in Surfside, Florida, now under new leadership. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue announcing on Friday the end of its work finding victims in the rubble of the collapsed beachfront condo. Miami-Dade police will now take over the search for remains and personal effects. At least 97 people killed and one remains unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration deeply concerned about the actions the Taliban is taking. That coming from Secretary of State Tony Blinken on MSNBC Friday following airstrikes Wednesday and Thursday against the Taliban as it tries to retake control of the country. Former U.S. commander in Afghanistan David Petraeus also worried about Afghanistan's future.
Previously, I mentioned that my fear was that we would come to regret this decision, and it appears that that regret could come sooner now rather than later, and that is, again, very concerning.
Petraeus telling Fox News Friday he's heartened by this week's airstrikes, but the Taliban still has strategic momentum. Some House Republicans looking to remove Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Members of the Freedom Caucus on Friday sending a letter to Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Caucus members say Pelosi can be removed by Rule 9, Clause 3 of the rules for this House session. It states a resolution causing a vacancy in the office of Speaker shall not be privileged except if offered by direction of a party caucus or conference. No word from McCarthy on if he'll move forward with the request. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A problem discovered with the Chevy Bolt. Wendy King has more.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians announcing a major change. Here's Brad Bernards.
The Cleveland baseball team has officially unveiled their team identity for the 2022 season and beyond, the Cleveland Guardians. They announced the name with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
Because this is the city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.